Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sport Cast. Let's take a look at the main sports headlines this Friday. You're listening to Brian. We are just a day away from the opening ceremony of the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta, Indonesia. The Indian tennis contingent landed in Jakarta yesterday, but star player Leander Paes was pulled out of the games. He said, "It is with a heavy heart that I have to say that I will not be playing in the upcoming Asian Games in Indonesia." It was unclear who Paes' doubles partner would be, because Rohan Bopanna and Divij Sharan are expected to team up. That left an inexperienced Sumit Nagal or singles player Ramkumar Ramanathan for Paes to partner with. Commenting on this, Paes said, "Despite my repeated requests from so many weeks in advance, it is sad that we have not been able to put a double specialist in the team for credible second doubles pairing for the Asian Games. Ramkumar Ramanathan is a very good player and I would love to play doubles with him. But considering that he has a golden chance to win the singles medal, it is not fair to distract him from his best event." The 45-year-old Leander last played in the Asian Games back in 2006. He has 5 gold medals at the Asian Games, starting with the 1994 win in Hiroshima, Japan. He denied that his absence would affect India's chances, saying, "Rather than affecting the team's chances, I believe that my absence would only help the rest to play more events, be it doubles or mixed doubles." Rohan Bopanna has recovered from a shoulder injury, which can only improve India's prospects. Speaking about his fitness and lack of match practice, Bopanna said, "It is not an issue at all. I would have not been here if I wasn't 100% fit." The 38-year-old player's own last appearance at the Asian Games was more than 10 years ago. Meanwhile, another top Indian tennis player, Yuki Bhambri, opted to play in the US Open instead of the Asian Games. India expected him to win a few medals in tennis this time around, as the competition is wide open. There is just one player ranked above 100 playing in the games: Uzbekistan's Denis Istomin. More on tennis. The Davis Cup could see an overhaul that condenses the tournament into an 18-team event played over 1 week. And some critics hate it, even labeling yesterday a black day for sports. The Davis Cup is currently a knockout event played in February, July, September and November at home and away venues around the world. It features the now familiar best of five ties following Grand Slam events until the final round. This type of schedule saw numerous top players skip the Davis Cup many a time. The new plan, which received support from 71.43% of delegates at the International Tennis Federation annual meeting in the United States, will have the cup played in November. The new format goes something like this: 18 teams are allowed, 12 winners from 24 team home and away qualifying ties in February, the previous year's 4 semi-finalists and 2 wildcard nations. Then, round-robin groups of 3 nations that send 6 group winners and 2 runners-up into knockout playoffs. The playoffs will happen over a weekend. The finals will feature 2 singles matches and 1 doubles match each day. The 2019 edition is slated for 18 to 24th November in either Spain or France. The new plan has attracted some stringent criticism, with Germany and Australia among those opposing the plan. German Federation President Ulrich Klaus said, "The result is a bitter disappointment which has left us stunned." Tennis Australia released a statement that said it was extremely disappointed with the radical changes. "Reform is vital for the competition, but this proposal takes away too much of what makes the Davis Cup unique and special." The Czech Republic Davis Cup team posted on Facebook, "Today is a black day for the Davis Cup. Something with an immense tradition has been lost and it will never be the same again." ITF President David Haggerty defended the move to amend the 118-year-old tournament, saying, "I feel very comfortable that this is not a risk for the Davis Cup. It is the right thing to do. We all have to come together. We all want what's best for tennis and the Davis Cup." Barcelona football star Gerard Piqué leads an investment group comprising Chinese and Japanese bankers that will invest $3 billion in the Davis Cup over 25 years. Piqué said, "I think Davis Cup has untapped potential. We had to bring this competition again to the top of the tennis world. Obviously, it is a very big change. One of the biggest changes in the history of Davis Cup. I understand the people who can doubt. To the ones that voted against, we'll try to prove that we can deliver the greatest Davis Cup competition ever." Haggerty added that this new plan would provide around $25 million annually for national tennis associations to invest in grassroots level support. An update on the Ben Stokes story. While the all-rounder walked away from his affray trial with a not guilty verdict, England coach Trevor Bayliss suggested Stokes make a public apology. Bayliss told the media that Stokes had apologized to his teammates in New Zealand earlier this year. He had rejoined the team on that tour after missing the Ashes because of the same case. England lost the Ashes 4-0. Stokes also missed the second test against India last week, attending the trial in Bristol. When asked if an apology should be made to people outside of English cricket, the coach said, "I'm sure something will be forthcoming. That'll be up to Ben and his management team, I suppose." Speaking about Stokes' place in the squad for the third test at Trent Bridge, Bayliss said, "There is nothing automatic about selections. We'll see how he is mentally as well as physically. He has not played for a couple of weeks. It's a difficult decision to make." However, Stokes and his teammate Alex Hales will have to face a Cricket Discipline Commission investigation. The Indian batting lineup has come under question following the collapses in the second test. India managed to score just 107 and 130 runs and lost the match by an innings and 159 runs. The failure of the openers in particular has everyone worried. With Shikhar Dhawan, Murali Vijay and KL Rahul struggling to get along, is the door open for other players? When asked, Rohit Sharma said he would not mind opening in test matches for India if the team management wanted to explore that option. Rohit scored 1,479 runs with 3 centuries in test cricket. Speaking candidly, Sharma said, "I have never been offered to open the innings in tests yet, but I'm open to anything the team management wants. I never thought I will be an opener in ODIs when I started playing. No option is shut for me. So if the opportunity comes, I will take it." He said he's training hard and added, "I have to wait for the opportunity whenever it comes, and I have to be ready for it." He spoke out in support of the test team, saying, "There are still 3 test matches to go, and I think it can turn around if we have the belief that we can do it." Another update from chess now, and Vishwanathan Anand finished last in the 2018 St. Louis Rapid and Blitz. Anand finished with 13.5 points, scoring just 4 points from 9 games on the last day of the Blitz event. He scored a total of 7.5 points in the Blitz section. This section features 18 games and is a double round-robin event where all participants play each other twice. The colors are reversed on day 2, while the players face off in the same order of the pairings. American Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura was crowned the winner of the tournament, while French player Maxime Wachier-Legrave topped the Blitz section. Anand is now placed last in tour standings and is probably out of the contention for the knockout final event in December. Though he won the World Rapid Championship and finished third in the World Blitz Championship in December 2017, his performance at St. Louis looked like a continuation of his poor form all through the Grand Chess Tour this year.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.